Well, on the heels of that very entertaining Chip Kelly press conference, we bring in the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, into the studio. No more times yours press conferences, Merrill, huh?
You know what? You know how highly I think of Andy Reid. But Chip said more in that press conference than Andy said in 14 years.
And he didn't really say that much. He's just got a great gift of gab.
Well, he said a lot of things, and he really went into
really,
a lot
really
of detail.
Well. Yeah.
He did. He really did. He seemed loose.
Yeah.
There was no time that he got edgy, even when asked about the NCAA stuff. He didn't seem annoyed. He just answered it very, very gracefully and moved on. But he seemed to enjoy his banter with the media while Andy seemed to suffer through it. And that, again, I'm not talking anything
sure.
about Andy the coach, but I'm talking about we're evaluating press conferences, and I give Chip an A+.
We're not done evaluating. The Bills continue this evaluation because
okay.
that's really all we've got at the moment. We can't watch practice. We'll get into that shortly. But, Merrill, how long does good press conference etiquette for a head coach buy time with a fan base?
At least for two games. you get off to an 0-2 start, and it's curtains. No, I think that's good. I think that if the fans feel that the coach is communicating with them, if he respects them, because that's what these press conferences are. I think an athlete, I think a coach who thinks that he's talking to this writer or that writer is making a mistake. What he is doing is communicating to the public,
yep.
to the people who buy tickets to watch these games. And that's what Chip did, and he was a lot of fun. And he actually seemed to enjoy it.
And he seems very confident in himself, in
oh.
his team, in his play. And I think that's something that fans absolutely pick up on.
I mean, you've heard the expression, quick twitch. He is a quick twitch thinker. I mean, he anticipates the question, and he reacts to it, and has a lot of fun.
All right, let's talk about some of the particulars here of this press conference, of this first day of the Chip Kelly and the Philadelphia Eagles pre-draft minicamp. Depth chart even at the quarterback position. No surprise there.
No. And the other thing that's interesting is that the whole world in Philadelphia, as part of the world, thinks that the Eagles are going to play a 30 defense. And everybody says that they've got to get this guy to play the 30 defense. And Chip continues to say that's not true, that they will do some three-man fronts, they will do some four-man fronts. It's going to be a mixture. That anybody who says, oh, the Eagles are switching to a 30 is off base right now.
Merrill, how will, in your opinion, how will he determine the starter at the quarterback position? And when will that potentially be decided? Are we talking find out, you know, this competition open in preseason games?
Assuming that Geno Smith is not his first pick in the draft. And
which
frankly,
I don't think anybody can assume. Nobody knows.
Nobody can assume, but if I were to glean anything from this press conference, he said there is no can't-miss quarterback out there. Then he quickly said there's no can't-miss player out there. But if you're going to go for a quarterback, you at the fourth spot in the draft, you want that quarterback to be RG3. You want that quarterback to be Andrew Luck. You want that quarterback to be Donovan McNabb, who carried this franchise for a lot of years. That's what you want to feel about that player. If not, I think it's a lot safer to draft an offensive tackle or a defensive tackle.
I didn't get any sense of his feeling on Geno Smith.
No, I know you didn't. Yeah. I know you didn't, but he did say there are no can't-miss quarterbacks out there. There's nobody out there right now.
There's no can't miss player out there.
I know, but I think the risk.
Andrew Luck, he said, was the only can't miss player.
Yeah, and that's what he said from last year. Although I might throw RG3 into that too.
Well,
from what I had seen going into the draft. However, that being said, I may be off base, and I may sit here with you a week from Thursday night and say, "Wow, they took Geno Smith,"
mm-hmm.
and it could have been misleading. But just if I am to be intuitive right now, I'd say that you can pretty much think that they're going to go in another direction. It'll be interesting to see.
I don't know. I really, honestly, truly do not have a sense.
But you asked me another question.
Yes.
You asked me a question, when will the starting quarterback
yes.
be determined?
Thank you.
I honestly believe that you will go into the summer, into the training camp, and into the preseason games with both Michael Vick and Nick Foles getting equal opportunities to run the first unit. And he will make his decision based on performance. I think he likes both quarterbacks. I think he respects both skill sets, which are quite different. And I think that he will have a feel for which quarterback will best suit the Philadelphia Eagles and his offense somewhere this summer. I would say at least going into the third preseason game.
And he also reiterated that the offensive scheme is not to be put in a box,
mm-hmm.
that whatever the team does best, whatever they learn mm-hmm. from these practices is what they will run. And if that means that Nick Foles is your dropback quarterback and it's a very up-tempo, well, whoever the quarterback is going to be, we expect up-tempo, get to the line of scrimmage, get a lot of plays off. But whether they run the spread, the read option, or spread formation, read option style of offense seems very much up in the air.
Absolutely. And to say that Nick Foles is not the fastest quarterback in the world, he's one without quarterbacks without foot speed. When he's talking about speed, he's talking about reaction speed, play recognition, the ability to move in the pocket. And Nick Foles is fine in all of those categories. And at the same time, Michael Vick is capable of dropping back and throwing the ball 65 yards down.
Fascinating. I think it's just a fascinating day one, Merle.
I think this is as much fun as I've had at a press conference in a long, long time.
Who knew that Chip Kelly would be regaling the Philadelphia media?
He was terrific.
Back and forth banter, mm-hmm. joking mm-hmm. with these curmudgeons.
Yeah. Yeah, he was great. He was absolutely terrific.
Well, he's off to certainly a great start here in Philadelphia. We will have complete draft coverage for you beginning Monday, Eagles Draft Live, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then Thursday. Merrill joins in for the fun. It begins at 6 p.m. as the Eagles prepare for round one of this 2013.
Those are my favorite 3 days, Dave. My favorite three off-the-field days are when we sit here and we go through the draft. I cannot wait until Thursday night.
And are you going to give me a name on this April 16th?
I am. Dave Spadaro. No. My name. All right, I'm going to give you my pick right now.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. I'm going to name Deion Jordan.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Deion Jordan. That's
means
my,
a whole
that's
lot
my,
of nothing to me.
It means nothing to anybody. But if you ask me, now tomorrow I might give you Eric Fisher.
Sure.
Or Star Lotulelei.
Is it? Whoa.
Oh.
Let's get this right. Is it not Lotulelei?
Is it?
You better get this right, Mr. Play-by-Play.
Is it Lotulelei?
I don't know.
I don't.
I'm just a lowly Eagles live host. You're the play-by-play voice of the Eagles.
I thought it was Lotulelei.
I think it's Lotulelei.
Rhyming with ukulele? I don't know.
You just better get it right if the Eagles make him the first round
pick. I'll tell you
what.
I'll have it. I'll have that pronunciation by Thursday.
Have you done a review, Merrill, of the toughest names to pronounce in this draft?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, maybe you should remember. Do you remember? I'm sure you remember.
I mean, we had Ziggy Ansah.
The year that that the Eagles drafted Max Jean Gillis, and we were like Max Jean Gillet, Max Jean Gilly.
No, I can go back. I can go back to Junior Tadalatasi.
Right. What did you call? What was your first?
I have no idea, but it wasn't Tadalatasi.
Junior Smith, like Buddy.
That's what Buddy called him.
All right, Merrill Reese. Thank you so much once again for joining us in the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Make sure you're with us. Draft live coverage. Merrill in studio for all 3 days, beginning Thursday, 6 p.m. Eagles Draft Live on the 25th of April. Coming right back.